Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow, and this is Total Information AM for Saturday, September 14th. Time for This Day in History. On this day in 1972, a historical drama debuted on CBS. It was based on the novel Spencer's Mountain, set in Virginia during the Great Depression and World War II. It aired for 9 years.
John Lloyd, cow's waiting.
I'm coming, Mother.
Where are you going, my pretty maid?
I'm milking, sir, she said. In books, it's always the girls that milk cows.
Just goes to show you shouldn't believe everything you read in books.
I reckon.
What's bothering him? Oh, he was up half the night writing poetry.
Of course, that's the Waltons. Without a doubt, it came to represent an ideal, and the show certainly wound up in the fabric of American culture.
We are going to keep on trying to strengthen the American family, to make American families a lot more like the Waltons and a lot less like the Simpsons.
Huh?
Hey, we're just like the Waltons. We're praying for an end to the Depression, too.
We're praying for an end to the Depression, too, says Bart. In 1985, on September 14th, another show that would become a hit debuted on NBC. I think you'll recognize this one, too.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Rose.
What a day. One sad person after another.
Rose, you work at grief counseling. What do you expect, comedians?
Would it be a change of pace? Oh, Dorothy, can I borrow your mink stole?
It's Miami in June. Only cats are wearing fur.
You going out?
No. She's going to sit here where it's 112 degrees and eat enchiladas.
I just need some cucumbers to put on my eyes.
You'll have trouble seeing, Glenn.
It's very good. It reduces puffiness.
Does it work on thighs?
I don't know, honey. I don't need it on my thighs.
Also, a memorable show theme. Fun facts about Golden Girls. Bea Arthur was a U.S. Marine. Betty White was originally supposed to play Blanche. George Clooney once played an episode a full 7 years before ER. You gotta check this out on YouTube. He plays a cop who doesn't say anything. But it's clearly George Clooney, and he's kind of hanging around in the background. And on this day in 1984, the first ever MTV Music Awards, the finalists for Video of the Year were Michael Jackson, Thriller, Herbie Hancock, Rocket, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper, and The Police, Every Breath You Take. That is an amazing group of finalists. But none of them won. The video that won, that was Video of the Year, is this one, and that is This Day in History.